This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Hibbing in the Mesabi Iron Range. Well, 2020. Sure, those numbers mean good vision. But what else? Well, that's right. The 2020 U.S. Census. Every 10 years, the U.S. Constitution requires our nation to conduct a census of everyone who lives in the United States. But here's the tricky part. I heard about a guy who built a secret cabin in the woods. I know another guy who lived in a refrigerator box for a year. My own sister lived in a tent for a time. And all of these people have to be counted too. In fact, rural areas like northern Minnesota present unique challenges for census workers. So the 2020 census is going high tech. You can respond by phone or online or by paper. But for those who don't respond, the U.S. Census Bureau still conducts door-to-door surveys just like they did in 1790.
Hi, I'm Pat Jones. I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau. We haven't received a response from you. Could I ask you a few questions? Your answers are confidential.
Well, hello, I guess so. Oh, Fuzzles, you stay in the house. You too, Furfanugan. You know, the cats eat the mail. I haven't read any mail since 1990.
Oh, so what's your name?
Well, it's Kathy Smith, but I prefer cat.
You live alone at this address?
Oh, no. I live with 17 other fur people. Three were born in Mexico. Can you count those too?
Well, the census does count all residents, no matter where they were born or whether or not they were citizens. But we do only count human beings, not cats. Are you the only human who lives here?
Human, yes, I suppose, but that's a travesty. No wonder cats are unrepresented in Congress.
Thank you, ma'am. Hi, I'm Pat Jones. I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau. Could I ask you a few questions?
Census, huh? Well, I can tell you my sense of smell is my best sense. You know, I can sniff out an electrical fire from probably half a mile away.
No, not that kind of senses. I mean, Census Bureau, we collect data. Oh. What is your name, sir?
Joe Miller.
Do you have any miners living in the house with you?
Oh, yeah. We got five of us miners here now. We split the rent so we can buy more snow machines.
How old?
Oh, they're new. We wouldn't do that for used snowmobiles.
No, what are the ages of the miners?
Oh, well, geez, I don't know. Johnny's 48, I think. Jimbo, he's 50. We just had a party for him. Bobby, I think he's 55. Oh, and Art, he looks 50, but he's kind of a health nut. Could be 60, who knows? Guy's a wizard.
So no one here is under age 18?
Not physically, no. Emotionally, perhaps, but those are depths we do not plumb.
Okay. I'll just need your roommates' last names.
Sure. Here's our satellite TV bill. Got all our names on it because we split the bill so we can afford the fishing channels.
Okay. Thanks. Hi. I'm Pat Jones. I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau. Could I ask you a few questions?
Oh, great, yeah. Can we keep this snappy? The kids are crawling up the walls. My Instapot timer's going up, and I think the bathtub is overflowing. I don't know.
Snappy? Yeah. Sure. Sure. Did you get the Census Bureau letters about the 2020 Census?
You're adorable.
Survey?
Reading letters? I remember those days.
No problem. I just need to know the name and age of everyone who lives here.
Sure. I'm Bridget Brieber. Husband's Brian. Kids are Brian Jr., Brianna, Brock, Broman, Brandon, Britta, Brandy, and Zach.
Mom, how do you spell
Zach?
Yeah, let me tell you, after popping out 8 babies, the Z is the end of the line. Zach's it.
And the census is now hiring. 2020census.gov.